1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. For just a moment, the U.S. Supreme Court posting a ruling, reports Bloomberg, indicating it will allow abortions to continue in the state of Idaho for emergency situations. And then it was gone. The court says it was a mistake. ABC's Terry Moran says the court's opinion could change.
Justices can revise their opinions up until the moment of an official release. And if this is the official ruling, then that means starting whenever it is released, the doctors in Idaho emergency rooms will be able to perform abortions if needed in order to prevent serious harm to a woman's health.
No human remains found after search and rescue crews combed through 1,300 damaged and destroyed structures in a New Mexico mountain community hit hard by a pair of wildfires. Ford recalling more than 500,000 pickup trucks from the 2014 model year because the transmission can unexpectedly downshift to first gear no matter how fast the trucks are going. This is ABC News. An independent watchdog says the IRS has improved taxpayer services but is still too slow to resolve identity theft cases. Two Romanian nationals facing felony hate crime charges in California.
The two men are accused of robbing at least 11 people while pretending to be ICE agents, FBI agents, or local police. Orange County DA spokeswoman Kimberly Ed says the two would threaten people with deportation if they did not hand over their cash and debit cards.
The irony is that these two men are pretending to be immigration agents while they're also believed to be in the country illegally.
Both guys were arrested earlier this month. They're also facing charges, including kidnapping in Contra Costa County. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Hundreds of members of Native American tribes gathered at a lake outside Yellowstone National Park for a ceremony in honor of the rare white buffalo born there earlier this month. The leaders revealed a name for the calf, Wakengli, which means return sacred in Lakota. Dave Packer, ABC News.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Listen, feel, experience, dance to the rhythm of one beat. Live from Madison, Wisconsin, Cosmo Brown, Frequency, weekly guests, bringing you together in mad unity.
Unity, unity, unity.
All right, welcome to Mad Unity. This is Frequency, along with my co-host, Cosmo Brown. I'm joined today by a very special guest. He's in La Crosse, Wisconsin. His name's Andy. He goes by DJ One Drop. Hello, Andy. Thank you for being
Hello.
Here.
Thanks for having me.
So I told Jorge about you, and we're really excited for this mix because I told him that you're in a house, space house, like the heavier stuff, and he's more into the lighter disco stuff, but like he can get down with the hard stuff. But we're going to have you, on today. We're just going to get right into these questions. Start off, what got you into DJing, like the, and maybe producing, did you see a concert that you really enjoyed? Like what got you into this whole thing?
Yes. Yeah, so, actually when I was little, I played piano. I was always really into music. It was just never my main focus. Played a lot of sports, baseball, I swam. And actually a sports injury is what got me into DJing and music production. My junior year of high school, I broke my L5 vertebrae, which is actually, I think this is a pretty similar story to Joyride. But I broke my back, pretty much lost all hope of playing college ball. Because anyone in sports knows that your junior year of high school is kind of your most important recruiting year. So yeah, I just decided, you know, I'm going to pursue music. Got a hand-me-down laptop for my mom, downloaded FL Studio and just started making beats, and then went off to college, started to pick up the DJing thing. I had this little, like, I think it was like a Newmark Party Mix light up DJ controller.
Yeah.
Started spinning on that a little bit. Cause obviously, like, as a producer, you kind of need a medium to play your beats. So that was my medium. Started doing just smaller little house parties and stuff. And it's just kind of blossomed from there.
Very cool. Yeah. And I've seen you DJ in lacrosse. It's definitely a party in the bars you're at usually every night. So then let's get like more into it. What exactly, like, where are you going with this now? Like, what's your goals? Where's your, like, now you're doing the DJing thing, you're doing the produce, you've been producing. What's like next step for One Drop?
Yeah. So, the goal is to start phasing out of the bars. It's been a good experience. I've met a lot of good people, but that's not really the route that I want to go down. Ideally, I would like to quit my full-time job during the week and just become a producer full-time, tour and, you know, play shows and stuff. But that's kind of the dream. We're getting there one step at a time.
Yeah, definitely. It's a marathon, not a sprint, you know?
Exactly.
Okay. So then I did listen to your mix on the way to work this morning at 7 AM, bumping in my car. definitely a little loud for the morning, but that's just how I usually start my mornings, honestly. So it was great. I love the mix. What are some like highlights in the mix that you might want to point out, or like maybe you have some originals in there, mashups, edits? What's going on in the mix that you want to talk about?
Yeah. So, I'll kind of just cover like the creative aspects of the mix. So, obviously you went to Icon as well. So, you know, that school is very, very heavily dubstep influenced. And I went to Icon wanting to make house music, but I really ended up enjoying dubstep. Still do. love some of the sound design involved with it. I love that it's loud. I love just all the bass. So I kind of wanted to take like that aggressive bass sound and put my own twist in terms of bass house. Because I think a lot of people, when they think of bass house, they think of just like more like deep wubs.
Right.
And I'm more of like a rhythmy tear out kind of dubstep fan. So I like those bass house tracks that sound like they're made by dubstep artists. So that's kind of what inspired this mix. There's a lot of that.
Very cool.
In this, a lot of the Muerte inspired machine gun rhythm basses on
right.
a 4x4.
Just clipping.
Just clipping on a 4x4 boots and cats drum format. And I toss in a little bit of the deeper stuff. I'm sure if Cosmo's tuning in, he'll appreciate that. We've got some AC Slater in there, some Wax Motif.
Oh, yeah, you're nailing it for him.
And a few others just to kind of ease off the gas a little bit towards the middle of the mix. But yeah, there's a few edits that I made in there. So I'm not going to name which ones. Hopefully they don't stand out in a bad way. They kind of just flow with the whole mix.
Right. People are like, who did that one? They're like shazamming it live.
That's right. Like, oh. That's right. But yeah, that's kind of summarizes the mix, and I hope everyone listening enjoys.
Well, I'm sure they will, and I can tell you I did, so I know they will. But yeah, so I feel like we covered most of the stuff. We can find you on all socials, correct? Like Instagram, Twitter, at
correct.
One Drop. Yeah. And then, yeah, I mean, let's get to it. Let's stir it up.
Come on. a dead man.
I'm gonna make you mine.
Niggas in the jungle. Kid is in the jungle. Yo, this is Eliot. Kid is in the jungle. 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 Jungle, jungle. Watch it jiggle on me. Let me see you work that.
him up with a match.
Let's go.
Bad bad from me bad. Where you get your bad from? Thing where me get? Could have come from Afghanistan. They don't want to see this cross. Make me happy in my hand. Bad man, you know me vibes can done. Really mix them a fire like a bullet from a gun. Big bad man from outer England. Get me lyrics on fire. Watch a sound boy.
Party. Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.